Times Union Center in downtown Albany is marking its 30th anniversary and looking for a new sports tenant. Frank Sinatra was the Knickerbocker Arena's opening act on January 30, 1990. The county-owned facility eventually became the Pepsi Arena and now the Times Union Center. General Manager Bob Belber says it's been a remarkable ride.
It's been great with 4,500 different events and some 20 million tickets being sold over the last 30 years, over $39 million in gross profits from operating, which is the best that I know of any secondary market in the country. And while that's all great, and I'm extremely proud, and the staff of the arena even more proud because they made all that happen, I really am looking at it like the best is yet to come.
Belber says the recently upgraded facility looks terrific as it gets ready for the men's NCAA tournament to return in March for the first time in 17 years.
With the atrium being enclosed and concession stands being renovated, sports bar being completely gutted and changed and beautiful now, we're working on the back of house and the dressing room areas, and the reinvestment back into the arena from the county has made such a difference, not only to the fans, but even for me to be able to show the agents that represent the artists and the NCAA as well, that this facility is a state-of-the-art venue. Even though it's 30 years old, it's a state-of-the-art venue with the attachment of the convention center. It's become a tremendous asset.
Albany County Executive Dan McCoy.
We have a great history of bringing big acts in here, from Paul McCartney to, you know, the Jonas Brothers to, you know, you name it, they've been here. Sporting events from the MAC, from the NCAA. But it also gave us record attendance. I mean, we broke all records last year. You know, our numbers are great, and we're given that mixed use for the people of Albany County and the Capital District where you can come see wrestling, basketball, synchronized skating.
McCoy and Belber are hopeful the TU will be able to bring back arena football. The Albany Empire led the Arena Football League in attendance in 2018 and 2019 and won the Arena Bowl in August. But the AFL went belly up in November. Belber says there are two other leagues and one just might land in Albany if ongoing discussions to move the Empire name and logo to one of them are successful.
Imagine how cool that would be.
We have a history of arena football here in the area. The people here love it. You know, we had huge attendance. It took right back off again after the Firebirds left and, you know, they renamed it the Empire. Did a phenomenal job. Unfortunately, in the other markets, they weren't getting as much success, but it looks like we're coming back. You know, we're in negotiations and working some things out and seeing what happens. You know, we're hoping for the best.
There's more about the arena's three decades at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.